CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. It is an awful scene in Boston. Two explosions just over an hour ago. The explosions were fairly closely spaced. WBZ-TV reporter Jonathan Elias.
People were on the ground screaming and crying for help, and others just looked absolutely dazed, like they had no idea what had just happened to them.
And it gets worse.
All across the sidewalk, people were strewn. They were on top of each other. They'd been, some of them had, there's really no way of putting this nicely, but you can see clearly that body parts had been blown apart. People were in shock. I saw a mom with a couple of her kids on the ground. They looked as though that they were just bloodied. I didn't see any major injuries to them, but clearly there were a couple of other people. I had to assume that they were already dead.
The sidewalks were crowded, people separated from the last runners of the marathon who were in the street by large steel barriers. When the explosion happened, victims were blown into those fences. WBZ Radio's Lana Jones.
Ambulance after ambulance after police car after fire apparatus, an enormous response.
It is not just the Boston Marathon Day. It's also Patriots Day in Boston. CBS's Bob Orr.
You have a very big public event there today, the Boston Marathon. Boston, of course, a major metropolitan area. Hundreds of thousands of people in the city, if not more than that. And so there is a real concern. I mean, a very real concern that whatever this is, if it was something that was purposely set by someone, that this may not be the end of it. We could have something else out there.
It is also worth noting that a common terrorism tactic is the staggered explosions. The first brings the quick response, then the second one time to do maximum damage to responders. No one is saying yet that that is what is afoot.
I was standing there right where the explosion happened, in between the two of them. And I looked down to my left, and we heard a loud noise go off that almost seemed like it was a noise of celebration. And then we looked over and saw that there was smoke filled in the air, and it started kind of smelling like sulfur, and people were running. And so we ran to our right, and that's the direction in which the second bomb went off.
CBS's Kylie Atwood near the scene.
We could see that a lot of storefronts, the glass was shattered. There was one policeman carrying a small boy who looked like he was hurt, and there were two women that I saw on the ground who were clearly bleeding, and there was blood and a lot of the streets.
Again, massive emergency response in Boston, where at least two explosions have injured dozens, may have killed people near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Just in reports of a third explosion, though we're told it may have been a controlled explosion. Wall Street, the Dow was down all day, now ending the day off 218 points. NASDAQ lost almost 73. This is CBS News.
Breaking news from the WCCO News Center.
This is Daphne Adato in the WCCO Radio Newsroom. You are listening to special coverage out of Boston of explosions at the Boston Marathon. We go back now to Boston station WBZ.
And say so far it's not confirmed that the two explosions were caused by bombs. Let's rejoin CBS TV and radio in Boston at WBZ.
Race officials, public officials can't tell us the number or the degree of the injuries, but we have heard from a number of witnesses that some of these injuries are very serious. WBZ's Anthony Silva joins us now with more details.
According to Boston police, just a few moments ago, they have tweeted that 22 people have been injured and two have been killed. There are two dead and 22 injured, according to their latest count, and they are continuing to treat people at area hospitals. But according to details just released a few seconds ago, according to Boston police, two people have been killed in these explosions today. 22 are injured. We'll keep you posted, Diane.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. And we go now live to WBZ's Lana Jones, who is in the Boylston Street area, to continue her coverage. Lana?
Diane, I'm outside the medical tent, which became a triage unit for people injured by this explosion just as soon as it happened. And I can tell you that at this very moment, they're beginning to release the medical personnel from the tent over here. It appears that everyone who is going to be treated at this tent today has been treated. There are some ambulances that will continue to stand by. But in the meantime, most of the ambulances have gone, and the medical personnel are being released. I'm looking at some Boston EMS people who are having a bit of a meeting right now amongst themselves, probably comparing numbers and who's got what and the severity of the injuries. I can tell you, Diane, the FBI is here. alcohol, tobacco, and firearms are here. Some of the top people from the Federal Emergency Management Agency are here, as well as the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. I just saw a fellow arrive here from the Army ROTC. There are a lot of people arriving on scene as this situation continues to unfold. And then just a few minutes ago, Diane, I should tell you, nerves are frayed once again as police warned everybody, listen, we're going to set off a water bomb in a moment. You're going to hear a water bomb. That's all it is. And then there was the sound of this explosion. We don't know exactly what the police were using that water bomb for or exactly what location that it was in. It sounded like it was coming from the same location where those first two explosions were heard a little while ago. But again, nerves frayed. But people are still around. There are a number of family members, Diane, who are still here, who are hoping for word of relatives who they thought might be near the finish line at about the time these explosions were heard, and they're hoping to find out more about their loved ones. There are also a number of people staying here, hoping that those who were stopped at Mass Ave along the marathon route will be allowed to come down this way and meet up with everybody. Still a bit of confusion, but again, an awful lot of just an enormous response, and it continues at this hour. In Copley Square, Lana Jones, WBZ, News Radio 1030.
Lana, we've just heard that we should have more information shortly at the Westin Copley Hotel, a news conference with city officials. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not, but that's not to say there isn't. I'm seeing the people who would be putting that information together, and they haven't been able to talk to me just yet. But I'm right across the street, so we'll be right there.
All right. Again, to reiterate, we do have some figures in about the casualties from these explosions, two of them near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. There are two deaths and nearly two dozen injuries in these explosions. We have another live report now, and we go to WBZ's Rod Fritz, who is in the area at the moment. Rod, what can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you, Diane, that up around Mass Ave, they are clearing people out even farther away from Boylston Street. Originally, they had us walking down Commonwealth Avenue towards Berkeley Street. Now they've got people walking all the way over to Marlborough Street and then down to Berkeley Street. So they are clearing out this whole area of as many people as possible because, as one police official told me, the area is still fluid. Those are his words, not mine. So the area is still fluid, and they are pointing to me right now to get moving. So I'm heading on out down another alley along with everyone else. It was interesting, though, Diane, I did meet up with a lot of the runners who were coming up through an underpass on Conn Ave. We never got to finish this year's Boston Marathon because of the incident here at the finish line. They didn't seem upset at all. Their concern was for those who had been hurt. So right off Copley Square, I'm Rod Fritz, WBZ News Radio 1030.
All right, thank you very much, Rod. WBZ's Art Cullen has arrived at the Boston Medical Center outside the emergency room area. Art, are you hearing anything there?
Well, we haven't heard anything official, Diane, other than the 22 injured and the two dead that have already been reported. We are watching a steady stream of ambulances come and go, though. They come, they drop off their patients, and they pull it out and go right back. And there's been a steady stream of them, medical personnel, doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel in gowns are standing outside the doors. They're waiting for people to arrive so they can bring them right in. And there's quite a bit of security here. There are police cars, policemen controlling traffic in this area to prevent ambulances from being blocked. And there's a line of policemen out in front of the emergency room trying to keep people away from the entrance to the emergency room. So they're quite well prepared for this event, it seems. This is Art Cullen, WBZ News Radio, 1030.
All right, Art. Art Cullen reporting from Boston Medical Center, where ambulances have been arriving and dropping off apparent victims of these explosions near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. We have an update on the casualty count. Two deaths, 23 people injured in these two explosions. Lana Jones made mention of a water explosion later, which was planned by officials. So that doesn't count as one of these other explosions, but two explosions of some sort near 671 Boylston Street and the other one closer to Mass Ave. The area has been cleared, and apparently most of the ambulances have now cleared the area. This all happened about 10 minutes before 3 o'clock this afternoon. Our coverage continues on the radio side. Plus, we are expecting a news conference with city officials from the Westin Copley Hotel. We assume that will come shortly. And when that does happen, of course, we'll go live. Right now, we continue WBZ-TV coverage.
Assistance is necessary in the investigation and response to these explosions.
Our John Keller is at the State House right now. There may be a little delay in this as we get to him, but let's see what he has found out.
We arrived at the State House about 15 to 20 minutes ago. It is locked up tight. That's not surprising. The State House is normally closed for the Patriots Day holiday. We were able to speak briefly with Brendan Ryan, Governor DeVal Patrick's chief of staff. He told us the governor is at his home in Milton receiving information and being briefed by state public safety officials. It was not clear whether or not he would come to the State House for further briefings or to talk to the media, or whether he was going to continue to operate out of his home in Milton. But that's where the governor is right now. The only other information I can give you from here is the scene we saw on our way up from the Boston Common area, Tremont Street, coming up Park Street here to the State House. Large crowds of people exiting the subways, walking along, many of them obviously coming from the scene of the race. A lot of them, everybody on their smartphone, a lot of people in some level of anxiety and distress. We didn't see anyone with any kinds of injuries, but a lot of people anxious about the situation. Number of people stopped us to ask us what we knew. No signs of panic, however. People are staying calm, but are anxious to find out more about what went on at the marathon finish line this afternoon. As soon as we learn more about a potential briefing from the governor or other state public safety officials, we'll check back with you. Right now, live from Beacon Hill, I'm John Keller, WBZ News.
Let's go over a couple of things so you have the very latest information. It has not been confirmed that this is any form of a bomb or a terrorist act, period. No confirmation at all. In fact, they're going out of their way to say treat this as a couple of explosions. They don't know exactly what happened. We do know for sure that about 2:45, 2:50 today, there were two explosions. We had them on our tape. You've seen them many times already. One was right at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, right across the street from the stands that are there at the Marathon Sports, and that was the first explosion. We now know at least two dead, 23 injured from that and another explosion, which happened about 12, 15 seconds later down toward Mass Ave. We also caught that on our tapes. Again, we have crews been covering this since very early this morning, the Boston Marathon. It was a glorious day today. A lot of runners were still out on the course, the premier runners and the elite runners at all finished, as well as those who are doing the typical 4 hours, 3 hours, etc. But these are the people who were in the vicinity at about 5 hours into the race.
Sure. 2:50 p.m. is when the two explosions happened consecutively within about 20 seconds of each other. And you can see, if you're just beginning to get word of this incident and looking at this video from the scene, the explosions went off, the first across from the grandstand, the other further down Boylston Street near Mass Ave. You hear the explosions, you see the thick gray smoke, and then emergency workers and volunteers going to the sidewalks to try to help the injured. We do have that updated number that Boston police are saying, two dead, 23 injured now. And Jack, the number of people who are college kids, families with small children, as well as the families of runners from around the world who all gather, and many of them say, meet me at the finish line, and they concentrate into this area. So this was a densely populated sidewalk. You can see here in this video a family there. And Jonathan Elias and Lisa Hughes just describing the chaotic scene, people looking dazed. They had no idea when they initially heard the explosion what had happened. And then, of course,
course, the running and the fear of, especially after the second explosion, not knowing if another was to come. So people didn't know if they were running in the right direction or not. But it seems as though, as quickly as possible, Boston police and all of the officials there at the scene were trying to get it under control, get the injured, some of them injured gravely, we now know, others with horrific bloody injuries, into the medical tent where so many medical personnel are expecting to deal with the aches and pains of marathon runners.
And ironically, this was a glorious day, Paul, as you'd mentioned before. I mean, they'd had really very few people hobbling into the tent there at the finish line, the emergency tent, the triage tent where people normally go in with various problems or dehydration, etc. The scene now in downtown Boston, especially in the Back Bay area of Boylston and that general area, has been sealed off. It's a crime scene. They want to find out, and you have FBI agents. They were on the scene very fast. State police, local police. When I was coming in on my way to head down to the finish line, where we're going to do our 6 o'clock news tonight, there were all of these cars racing past on the Mass Pike heading for downtown. They've called in all kinds of people.
Oh, you can imagine the massive response. And as we go back to Jonathan Elias, who's been there at the finish line all day and was there for this moment. Jonathan, I can imagine, you know, they do want to be extremely careful. We see all of the Boston police and other officials around you. We've heard from Jim Armstrong, other reporters in the area. They have said they are not sure the danger has passed. They do want people clear of that area. What are you hearing at this point?
Well, and to lend something to that, this tent right here on the side of me, this is the triage tent again, and they cleared that out of all medical personnel and all volunteers just a short time ago so that the police could go through and sweep it for any possible device. And again, you're looking at the EMTs are surrounding the place with ambulances. Now, fortunately, they have gotten, it seems, all of the injured out of here and to the hospital. Right now, we know that two have been killed, 23 others were wounded in this, and you have a lot of EMS presence in this area. This is an area they were just doing a roll call, staging here for a second to try and figure out what they're going to do next. Again, the tent has been cleared because all the medical personnel is back in. But if you can come back here for just a second, and I'm going to bring in Brian Foley with me. Brian Foley and I have worked together to our chief photographer here at WBZ, and we were standing together. We were right there at the finish line, not more than 30 feet. It was about 30 feet across the street.
30, 35 feet.
And I took my camera out, and then we've been encouraged to tweet a lot. So I was taking your picture. I said, hey, smile. And he smiles. And literally a second later, this explosion goes off. Tell me what you were thinking and what you saw.
Well, just leading up to that, I had been just rolling on some footage of people crossing the finish line. Couldn't have been happier. Maybe, quite possibly, it looked to me to be one of the happiest moments of their life. And then 10 seconds later, something like this happens. It was, at first, I didn't know what it was. Couldn't have been what I thought it was. You know, thought it was a...
We all thought manhole cover, something.
Something, generator, furnace.
Here's what we're following in the WBZ newsroom at just before 3 o'clock. Two explosions near the finish line at the Boston Marathon. Good afternoon. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News. It's 4:18, 49 degrees in the city. One of these explosions apparently happened at 671 Boylston Street, Marathon Sports. The storefront is blown to smithereens. Boston police confirm there are two dead and nearly two dozen injured. The Boston Police Department says many of the injuries are very severe. Spectators covered in blood were immediately taken to the medical tent not too far away, set up to help the runners at the finish line. The first explosion took place about 3 hours after the winners crossed the finish line. There was another blast just about 10 seconds later right down the street. The cause of the blasts still unknown. We are now learning that the FAA has just issued a temporary flight restriction over the immediate area of those explosions, and the FBI is at the scene investigating as well. We do want to emphasize here that there is no confirmation that these were bombs. There is no confirmation of what caused these explosions yet. WBZ-TV's Jim Smith is at Mass General Hospital here in Boston.
Well, it's really actually kind of an eerie scene here at Mass General because emergency personnel are standing by, teams of security people standing by here at the front door of Massachusetts General Hospital, but not too many ambulances have actually arrived yet, perhaps between 4 and 6. I was told a short time ago that at least 4 people are here in the ER at Mass General being treated for injuries from these explosions. But right
that's
now,
that's at one of the hospitals in Boston. You're listening to coverage from CBS Radio in Boston, WBZ. We'll get the very. in Boston, apparently including the fire department, will have a briefing for the media. We'll bring that to you from Boston for the very latest. And there's word perhaps of more devices having been found. We'll look into that.
CBS News.
This is Daphne Adato in the WCCO Radio Newsroom. You are listening to special coverage of two explosions at the Boston Marathon today in Boston, where everyone is out in the streets celebrating Patriots Day. You've got 26,000-plus runners from 96 countries participating, and these explosions have left two people dead, 23 injured, we can now confirm. We do want to stay with Boston News now from WBZ, our affiliate there, and we are also anticipating a police briefing that should be happening within the next 10 minutes. Stay with us.
Immediately by the second, and had no idea what was going on.
CBS's Kylie Atwood was on the scene.
I was standing there right where the explosion happened, in between the two of them, and I looked down to my left, and we heard a loud noise go off. It almost seemed like it was a noise of celebration, and then we looked over and saw that there was smoke filled in the air, and it started kind of smelling like sulfur, and people were running.
WBZ Radio's Lana Jones saw some of the injured.
The injuries run the gamut. There are people that look shocked, perhaps a little bit bloodied, but are getting out of the ambulances on their own. There are others who appear to be unconscious and appear to be very severely injured.
Mass chaos, bloody injuries at the end of the Boston Marathon. Ted Betancourt was a witness.
Some fell, some kind of backed up. A lot of people ducked. And everyone just started screaming and running.
The AP says two more explosive devices have been found and are being dismantled. CBS News Special Report. I'm Howard Ehrenstein.
Still no official confirmation that those were bombs in Boston. I'm Dan Raviv with our continuing coverage from CBS News. But the Associated Press says it's quoting intelligence reports that speak of two more devices, it says, having been found somewhere also near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, and that the police are working on dismantling them. We don't have confirmation of that. That's from the Associated Press. Federal officials say they have indeed heard that two people died, at least 23 injured. We expect more details when the Boston Fire Department and perhaps other officials there in the capital city of Massachusetts speak to the media in about 10 minutes. Part of our continuing coverage from CBS News. Let's go back to CBS Radio and Television in Boston at WBZ.
CNN is reporting that there have been 28 injured, two dead. They're also reporting that a third device was found at the Mandarin Hotel. We have no confirmation of that, but CNN is reporting that there is an investigation of a third potential explosive device found at the Mandarin Hotel. MEMA has sent out instructions to runners. Runners east of Massachusetts Avenue are directed to go to Boston Common. Runners west of Mass Ave directed to go to Kenmore Square. Moments after this explosion, WBZ's Lisa Hughes, who was at the scene, was in the midst of the cacophony as ambulances arrived. Let's listen to her report now.
There's an assistance vehicle that just passed me, sort of like an ATV with a woman who is clearly bleeding. She has bandages on her head. And the ambulance was coming in very quickly. Of course, there was a very large police presence down here to begin with. And now we have ambulances streaming past us now.
WBZ TV's Lisa Hughes at the scene. Let's recap. The latest is officially 23 injured, two dead. CNN is reporting 28 people injured. And we are learning that MEMA has sent out instructions to runners. Governor Patrick has just tweeted saying that he is currently in contact with federal, state, and city officials. FAA has issued temporary flight restrictions over the area. The FBI is at the scene investigating the explosion. We will continue our live coverage here on WBZ News Radio 1030. Let's return to WBZ TV4.
And again, one of the heartening things, again, standing not more than 30 feet from when this blast went off, and then walking over and seeing it for myself, what had happened to some of the people that were involved in this, it was heart-wrenching. And that's the hard part. Hold on one second.
We want to say one thing. We want to let the families of the Romberg Train Village, the kids, yeah, and all the parents know. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I was running with a ton of kids. A lot of parents are calling me. My cell phone's not working. I tried to sit on some tweets and some emails. No one knows. So right now, most of the kids right now are in the hotel room with me, or they're at the Hampshire House where they're supposed to be meeting. But as for now, everything's been canceled. Everyone should just try and get home. I know everything's on lockdown. So right now, everyone's going to remain with me who was with me.
And everybody's okay.
That's WBZ's Paul Burton talking about children that he was with.
So we're trying to check up on that right now.
Okay, let us know. know when that when you find out, okay?
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And again, we're kind of hearing word, too, about in and out of Boston right now as far as train service. We're hearing that it has been canceled for right now, at least coming down to this area of Boston. They have closed off a number of streets. Boylston is absolutely shut down. They're closing off some other streets as well as they continue now to go around and look around to see what they can find as far as maybe perhaps any other devices that have been around. And Lisa joins me now. Lisa Hughes, my co-anchor, 11 o'clock. And this is just, it's just hard to still get your head around.
Right, and now they're doing everything they can to make sure the rest of this area is secure. All the T service has been stopped down. I was just on the corner of Clarendon and Boylston Street, and they were actually pushing people back again. There were people walking toward that corner, ordering them back. There was a police officer just trying to flag everybody down as they check up and down the street. We just saw people in gear walking toward the Hancock Tower. They want to make sure that that is safe, and they're keeping all the medical personnel here. I think just out of care, they don't want to leave anyway, but they've been told to stay just in case. We don't know how many people ultimately we're going to have to deal with. Here's race director Dave McGilvery. Now, he was unable to talk to us a moment ago. I'm guessing he's not going to be able to talk to us now. He's been in contact with MEMA. MEMA's on site. They're using the Westin as their base just across from us. We can actually see them in the window. Chris, I don't know if you can.
You can look up there in the second story window. I know the police commissioner was up there a short time ago. I saw that, and we can see him up there in the window as they stage.
MEMA is coordinating everything here. We also saw members of the FBI here walking through the crowd just a few minutes ago. I want to point out, and this is probably obvious, but we should tell everybody, our rebroadcast of the race will not be aired on MyTV 38 tonight because of this. But you have a lot of people in this area now trying to get as much information as they can and also trying to reach family members. When you and I were talking just a little while ago, we made the assumption that everybody was off the course. Well, the majority of the runners had not yet come off the course. I mean, they were in the process of getting them off. But this is a race where people can still medal if they come in within 6 hours. So you had a lot of people coming in, and as much as they try to get the word out and they're funneling everybody onto Clarendon Street and up to the family meeting areas, they still have a lot of people to try to work with.
All right, Lisa, thanks very much. That's the latest right now here. It's obviously a very fluid situation. And Jack and Paula, as soon as anything changes or you want to come back to us, let us know.
This developing detail in today's incident on the Boston Marathon. Boston Marathon organizers now say two other explosive devices have been found in the city of Boston, and both devices have been disarmed. Once again, Boston police confirming, according to the AP, that two other devices were found and that they have been disarmed. Also, the president has been notified of the explosions and has authorized federal assistance in the investigation and response. The White House is in contact with local authorities. All off-duty police officers have been called in to help as well. Boylston Street is cut off from all traffic as this investigation continues. WBZ News Time now is 4:27. Let's switch back to WBZ TV4 as we continue.
You're listening to WCCO Radio. This is Daphne Adotto in the WCCO newsroom. We are covering explosions at the Boston Marathon, where we can now confirm two people have been killed, 28 injured. This was caused at the beginning by two explosions. They're still working to figure out if this was a bomb. That was quickly followed by the detonation of a third device. Now we are hearing that two more devices have been found and disabled. You just heard WBZ in Boston reporting that all off-duty officers have been called to the area to search possibly for more devices or more clues. We also have an area of high alert going in New York City, also at the White House. The president has now been informed of the deaths of two marathoners, or two spectators at least, at the Boston Marathon after two explosions went off. We are sticking with continuing coverage here. We are anticipating a police presser happening soon, and we will bring that to you live. For now, let's go back to live Boston radio with CBS.
Here, because they have an unknown number of patients from the Boston Marathon. Officials here from the hospital telling me just minutes ago they've had numbers from 8 to 40 patients, so they can't get a handle yet of exactly how many patients they have here at this time or the extent of their injuries, only that they are a wide-ranging number, a wide scope of injuries. We've watched a lot of people show up here, family members of injured who frantically looking for their loved ones. I talked to a woman who's looking for her mother and couldn't get into the hospital. So as you might imagine, that's making this situation even more frantic. But again, Brigham and Women's taking in a lot of patients from the Boston Marathon, and now they're essentially on lockdown, not letting anyone in the hospital. Not for anything that's going on in the hospital. They're not saying that there's a threat in the hospital, but obviously with all that's happened today and all of the threats outside, they aren't letting anyone in. No visitors whatsoever, just the injured. So we'll try to get a handle of exactly how many patients are here, but you can see the media media is gathered outside. They have people posted so that no one can get in, no one can get out. A lot of law enforcement officials have also been coming here, going into the hospital as well. So this is a very serious situation at Brigham and Women's. So if you're coming here to find a loved one, just be forewarned that you won't be able to get in, at least at this time.